Welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
That was a very sports broadcaster version of the intro there, Zach.
Thanks.
I'm Appreciate John.
It. Appreciate that. I was feeling it.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
It is Wednesday.
My dudes,
it is Wednesday. And we have a...
My dunes.
I am almost certain that we've made that joke last minute at some point.
I'm shocked if we didn't.
And we have a rather short one for you today.
Yeah.
This one is... got some laugh lines. Probably one of my favorite laugh lines in the movie.
Absolutely.
But overall, this is a relatively thin minute.
This minute's starting with a different kind of laugh, though.
Yes.
Because we left with Paul doing his own kind of sand walking through the deserts. We've had some mysterious, airy, breathing noises and everything. And we're starting this minute with laughter on the wind.
Yeah. We get a dude's laughter.
And the subtitles say, Jameis laughs.
Yes.
And Paul turns and sees this figure that was sitting atop one of the dunes.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns and looks at it, and almost in a relieved way, he says, Jameis.
But he doesn't. He says, Jameis.
It's true.
So,
Jameis.
I was
a friend of Jameis.
This took me out a little bit because I agree with the pronunciation of Jameis. Jameis. Sounds like Jamie. Everyone else in the movie says Jameis.
Yep.
Even Stilgar, with his heavily accented voice, says Jameis.
In Dune Part 1.
Yes. He gives it a bit of a softer J, which I understand, but no one says...
Well, because he's got that accent. He's from the South. Couldn't you tell?
Yes. Of course. But no one says Jameis. So what the fuck is Paul doing here?
I don't know.
This reminds me of an old, not to blend my universes, but an older like Star Trek thing, where if they were ever introduced like within the show, if something new like a new race or a new planet or some kind of new concept was ever introduced in the show, pretty much the first person who has that word in their lines gets to decide the pronunciation. It's really, really evident throughout a lot of Star Trek, but the one that comes to mind is in Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
Where they're talking about the Bajorans. And there's like 15 different pronunciations of that word. Bajor, others that I can't remember right now, but it's not consistent until maybe halfway through the first season.
Where they're finally, all right, here.
Yeah, exactly. So... I don't know. It really just took me out. It's not Jameis. It's Jameis. Come on, Paul. But anyways, yes, he thinks it is Jameis looking up at him from the top of this dune.
But instead, it's Chani's voice coming from the body. And
I said, LOL, it's Chani.
And the only thing she has to say is, you sandwalk like a drunk lizard.
Okay, so add that to your list of...
fauna of Arrakis.
Well, fauna and other life.
Yeah.
Does fauna encapsulate lizards? Yeah?
Yes.
I thought it was just plants.
Nope.
That's flora. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm getting there.
I know science is a foreign concept to you.
It's just been a long day, John. So we were made to think this was the djinn.
Yeah,
up until this point, so we get
still... And they fucking... They teased us with, you know, don't listen to the djinn.
Mm-hmm. They talk to you at night.
Yep. We had the breathiness. We had the laughter.
And the creepy crawly thing under the sand.
And then, nope, it's just Chani.
Just Chani.
But I think that kind of roots it all in that, like, the djinn are only, like... at least in our own world, like things that people kind of came up with because they were, you know, out in the desert and like maybe they're influenced by dehydration with some of these things. And it's, you know, just kind of, Why am I
hallucinatory responses to things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Could be. I think it would be a fun read.
If you ask the Dune Encyclopedia, they're 100% real because clearly there are stories of Paul, you know, tricking the djinn.
Yeah. I think it would be a very fun viewing of this movie if you assume that the thing that Paul is talking to right now, Chani, is a djinn.
Yeah.
And so everything else that happens, like in the rest of this scene and like in the next couple things, is just him talking to a spirit. That's kind of a fun little read.
Yeah.
Paul fucks a spirit.
Spoilers.
Whoops. Yeah. I think it's kind of fun. I mean, this little spirit teaches him how to use wind traps and all sorts of other things.
You're getting ahead of our minutes.
I know I'm getting ahead of it. It's fine.
You're trying to stretch this out because there's not a lot that's going on.
People have watched the movie. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about this minute.
Yes. Okay. So Chani lets Paul know that he's not even into worm territory yet.
Yeah. But Paul's response to you sandwalk like a drunk lizard is, yeah, I think I'm doing pretty all right.
Oh, that's right. Yes. He does say that.
And then that's when she's like, bitch, you're not even out there. Like, you're not even where shit's dangerous. And then just immediately like thumps the ground with her hand a couple times, notably not drum sand.
No, because that has to exist on, or it's more likely to exist on flat sand versus the steep angle
of the top of a dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember the whole big, like, long scientific explanation that I went into last movie about the conditions that drum sand needs to exist. I do not remember it right now, but
I don't remember what episode. It was near the end in our last, like, 15 or 20 episodes or something
like that. Yeah. But it pretty much always exist on flat sand.
Yeah. But yeah, Chani's just kind of talking mad shit while Paul's like, I think I'm doing all right. And then we cut to her actually demonstrating sand walking.
I said, the next shot is of their Desert Force Ones.
We get to see for the first time, like, the full motion through and through. Because I don't think we got the full motion through and through in Dune Part One, maybe when Paul was showing Jessica.
Okay, so do you remember the conversation we had about the sandwalk in the first movie?
Yeah, because it repeats on itself. It is inherently rhythmic.
Yes.
Yes.
I still have those same gripes.
I understand that, but I don't think
what Chani's doing right now is little to no different than what Paul and Jessica did in the first movie.
Sure. Maybe there's some subtleties that like are picked out only if you are looking at the two side by side, or maybe there's just some things that inherently Denis and, you know, the rest of the filmmakers wanted to just have assumed to be displayed by Chani rather than Paul. But I'm going to go back to your gripes about the inherent rhythmic nature of a repeating long form.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still a repetitive pattern.
It is. However.
However.
You and I are both music students, I shall say.
Music people. Yeah.
Yeah. Music people. Musicians, even.
One would say.
Yeah.
I have been paid to play music, so I am technically a musician.
Technically, I'm a professional. Yeah. This may be blasphemous to some listeners. I don't think Shai Hulud necessarily has the mental capacity to understand more than just constant, repetitive thumping.
So you're saying that Shai Hulud...
I'm saying that Shai Hulud is only capable of understanding a 4-4 beat, four on the floor kind of shit. Whereas Chani's out here with some fucking 16 over 24, you know, with a 7/4 polyrhythm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Shai Hulud's playing rock music. Chani's playing jazz.
Chani's playing jazz.
Capital J jazz.
Yeah.
Avant-garde shit.
There is no key.
Okay.
What is meter?
That may be the only way that I wrap my head around this.
And I think the inherent repetitive nature of it is simply so that the humans have a way to keep track of where they are in step.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you. I just think you think about a giant worm and its mental processing capabilities, and everything we know about Shai-Hulud is that it's just don't stop moving, eat everything in the way.
They have like big shark brains. Sounds
over. Yeah.
They have shark brains, yeah. Basically. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get that. I agree with it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it, but I get it. Yeah. So Chani, let's get into this.
Yeah.
Chani says, you have to break up your rhythm like this as she's showing Paul how to do a proper sand walk that she has learned from birth, being a person of this culture.
Yeah.
And Paul. Paul does. He fucking tries to.
Read yes. What he says?
Please.
Now that's interesting because in the film books I've studied, the anthropologists say that to properly sand walk, you actually have to.
You fucking nerd.
And then the camera cuts to just Chani giving this motherfucker the are you for fucking real look.
I swear this, on everything.
This Reddit user, actually basement dwelling, skinny ass white boy is trying to tell this girl who was born on this planet, who has lived this life her entire however many years. I'm going to assume that she's probably around the same age as Paul.
Yeah.
You know,
the late teens, early 20s.
Yeah. He's going to tell this woman, bitch, you're not doing it right. I read in a film book from anthropologists.
Even worse, I listened to an audiobook about this.
I listened to a podcast about this.
Which are the worst kind of people.
Dude, fuck people that make podcasts.
I know, dude. Whew, anyways. yeah, he tries to fucking actually her.
It's fucking mouth-breathing. And I swear. Discord mod.
You're a Discord mod.
Yeah.
So Timothy Chalamet's line read on this is wonderful.
Oh.
Because I think he actually makes his voice nerdier for this.
Yeah. Oh, so all right, so here's the thing about like Timothy Chalamet, right? Is like, I don't know if you know this. A lot of people know this. A lot of people have been talking about this. Everyone's talking about this. No. So like before he got super big into like acting and stuff, he had like this YouTube channel of modded Xbox 360 controllers that he would make. So this motherfucker knows the actually crowd so well.
I love it.
Yeah. He's in like the gaming culture and all that shit. So you know that this kid has had YouTube comments lobbed at him for years. He's probably been all over fucking different gaming forums on Reddit.
Is he 4chan? Well, not anymore, I guess.
No, not anymore. Cut that. So you know that this motherfucker's read his fair share of actuallys before.
That I fucking love this line, man.
Yeah.
And it carries us out because we don't get any more dialogue after this. We just get Chani.
We just get that are you fucking kidding me stare.
Her eat shit stare. And that carries us out. And God damn it, I love this line so much.
It's the highlight of my week.
It truly is. I mean, we've had a few laughs. They've definitely put more comedic breaks in this movie than they ever did in the
first
one.
We've had two comedic breaks this whole, in these
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yeah.
So they're cranking it up.
Kind of three. This, you sandwalk like a drunk lizard. Not so much.
But. Yeah. I mean, Stilgar, Sandworm, and this are the two big ones. not Sandworm, Stilgar's centipede. Yeah, Stilgar's centipede.
No,
line.
The djinn as well.
Okay, so that is three. That is three. Okay, so we've had three.
So four almost, because the all right.
So they
whoever
were
was writing
this
section
up,
of the movie had jokes.
Yeah, they're cranking it up, and I appreciate it. Let's not overuse it. Let's not overdo it. Don't turn this into a Marvel. Everything has to be.
We're getting
a
our humor out now because later on in the movie, there's not much room for humor.
No. So this is good. This is lighthearted. We're building up to a nice moment at the end of this week. So.
Yeah.
So we're good. But fucking Paul.
actually.
All right. Well, anything else from your notes on this one?
Nothing from me. If you want to actually us, you can. Please. Whether or not we'll listen to you, that's a different story. But yeah, you can find us on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com, or you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com. We are there, and we'll be back here with another episode tomorrow.
All right. See you then.